With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the 17th chapter of Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh. It's a long chapter, the main cheshbonos that puts everything together. The chapter that we have to use in order to actually be able to predict exactly when and where will the new moon appear is in this chapter. And as the Rambam writes at the end, that v'tam kol elo hacheshbonos, after we go through all of the calculations, and the reasons that Rambam explains why certain numbers are added and why certain numbers are subtracted, and how all the concepts are known and the proofs for each of these principles, says that Rambam, that all of this is subject of the wisdom of astronomy and geometry, says that Rambam, concerning which the Greeks wrote many books. In other words, that the knowledge that the Rambam incorporated and these halachas, some of it came from the chachma that we got from the Yavanim, the chachma that we got from Yavan. Now, truth be told, the Rambam says that the Jewish people and the Jewish sages from the times of the Nevi'im, particularly the Yidden from the tribe of Yisachar, they were the experts. They were the ones that ultimately receiving it and understanding it properly, mi Moshe, mi Sinai, from Hashem, we taught it to the world. But the Sfarim that they wrote, lo higia elenu, those Sfarim never came to us. However, says the Rambam, even though that because of our inaccessibility to the Sfarim that come directly from our tradition, from the Bnei Yisrael back to Moshe Mitzrayim, that we have to rely on certain cheshbonos, astronomical calculations, geometry, we had in today's Pedic, trigonometry. We are relying on the wisdom that we learn from Chachma Yavan, says that Rambam, that since everything that we spoke about was proven on a level, She'ein Behem Doifi, that we don't even have a doubt on any of the calculations that we make, and actually the proof is in the pudding, as they say, because when you use these calculations and you can predict exactly when and where you'll see a new moon, go see if it's going to happen or not. And these cheshbonos work. So as the Rambam writes, it's not that we are relying on the authors of those who shared this wisdom with us. No, tradition is something that we receive only through the Bnei Yisrael, but we are relying on the calculations that were proven. And the Rebbe shturmed about this. And as we have in Yein Malchus Sefer Zmanim, Simen Memhei, that here we see the unique, amazing addition that we have Dafka in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh. And something that the Rambam did, that even though there are certain parts of wisdom that came to us through Chachmei Ho'umais, nevertheless, the Rambam incorporated these calculations in Torah, and now they become part of Hashem's Torah. In other words, that when we make Birchas HaTorah, if a person will only learn these calculations, the person has to make Birchas HaTorah prior. They become not only part of Torah, but they become part of Halacha. So says the Rambam, this is the Koyach and the Chiddush that we have of Torah. That Torah has the power to reveal godliness that is in Yonei Teva. That Torah has the koyach to reveal the godliness and the truth that we have, even if it is in Chochmos HaUmos. And the Rebbe says, and this power is particularly connected to Rambam himself, because the Rambam was the one that used the Chochma that is out there in the world, the Chochma, the Chochmos HaUmos, and the Rambam uses it le'avodas Hashem, and therefore the Rambam was the one that has the koyach to actually incorporate some of wisdom that we have from Sifrei Yavan and to elevate it and for it to become part of Hashem's Torah and part of Hashem's Halacha.